Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back. It's another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. And today's guest plays professionally. He's up into the CFL with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He was from Miles College, and not long ago, only a year ago, in fact, we were talking about NFL draft and where this young man would be. And with that said, it's Travis Lee, the standout defensive back. And like I said, I still think there's more to come with this young man. But Travis, we appreciate you having back on. How's the last, I'd say, 18 months of your life been in terms of just the football world?
Man, great. You know, I can't complain. First thing I want to say is thank you for having me back, you know, but outside of that, man, it's been, you know, up and down, but in the football world, that's what you get, you know. You just got to be able to stick through, you know, and manifest. So basically, you know, landing in the CFL was a great experience for me.
Nice. And we were speaking, and you re-signed a one-year extension to stay up with Hamilton?
Yeah, man, you know, I had a real decent year this year, and I started 6 games, you know, coming as a unexpected rookie to make the team. So, you know, that was enough to get me another year. So I fear this year will be a bigger year for me, you know, show the NFL scouts that I'm still out here.
Yeah. And if I'm curious, I mean, Miles College, I mean, you know, anyone out there listening, if you didn't go to the school or if you're not, located near it, you're going to say, you know, where is it at? I mean, do you think in the back of your mind if the logo on your helmet said Purdue or Clemson or even Kent State, that you'd maybe would have got more recognition leaving college?
You know, with sometimes, you know, that's the debate a lot of people say, you know, per se myself. I would never like to get into those debates, but since the topic has came up again, I'd really say, yeah, if I had a different logo on my helmet, then for sure I feel like I would have got, you know, a better shot, you know, a better look at, even stuck on the NFL roster, you know, but it's just some route God has planned for you, you know what I'm saying? You can't question. So right now, I just take it as he showed me that I still have more to learn, there's more to work on, you know, so that's what I'm looking at and taking it as this is my route right now, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get the opportunities there one else.
Right, but you're fighting, like, I mean, we've talked since you left school. I mean, you know, I think highly of you. I know the skill set is there for you to play at the National Football League, and the best part is you're in the CFL, you're getting up-to-dated game film. Those guys, you know, in the States are able to see you, and the worst-case scenario, you're still playing professional football, doing what you love to do. Guys would kill to even be where you're at. I mean, you're in the CFL, legit as could be, and you're growing. What was it like just getting acclimated to the game? Because I scout up there, I'm familiar. I mean, the field's bigger,
man.
Ton of offense. You're running. You know, you got these receivers running off the line, full sprints. I mean, kind of take us through what it was like for you in that transition.
To be honest, it actually felt like I was playing street rugby. It felt like I was playing ball back at home in the concrete, you know, because it's like similar routes, but it's like they kind of get the, you know, create routes, you know, on the go. So it was like, it was fun, but hard to adjust at first, you know, because the field wider, you know, so that was one aspect that really had got me, because, you know, I started off playing field corner, so it was wide out there. So you actually have to be smart, you know, but the game is very fun. You know what I'm saying? And I actually feel it's more safe. You know, it was a great experience, man. You know, all around, just the atmosphere, the crowd, they actually love you. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you're a rookie or not. So, but it was just way the field length was basically a big difference. You know what I'm saying? If you got a 4.4 speed or 4.3 and you out there in the field, yeah, you might need to scrap up and take yourself back, man, because they going deep on you. But I love it up there, man, you know. But I want to come back down south soon.
Definitely. But you, like I said, I mean, being where you're at, it's just, again,
great.
Any opportunity to be in, you know it. I mean, you know as well as anything. I mean, you know, knowing that you're getting that paycheck and, like you said, you're getting recent film. It's not – hey, what's Travis Lee doing? Well, you know, we haven't seen this kid play in a year. What's he doing? He's working out. Well, where's he working out? I mean, you know, so many factors, but, you know, you've got legit skills, and obviously I back you. You know that, and that's why I wanted to. When we've been talking for a while to get you back on the show to get you some love. Once again, Travis Lee. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, former Miles College DB, and like a kid. The kid was hot on the radar. Gridiron Showcase kid really rose up there. And then obviously he had some interest from NFL teams when he was leaving the draft. I know what, Cleveland, Oakland, Dallas, several others all took a peek at you, and eventually you landed up in the CFL. For you, I mean, do you think there's any benefit from playing in such a past, you know, prominent league and, you know, basically you being a DB? So, I mean, you're definitely getting the work cut out for you each and every play.
So, and that's another thing I love about up there. That's basically why I said it was fun to get that experience, because one thing you learn up there that it's actually a passing game. So, like you said, you're going to be able to work on the DB technique, you know, that you need to basically check faster guys. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say in spacing areas like a big field or a small field, you know, the routes are going to declare themselves. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I got to learn how to actually read a guy hips. You know, when you actually getting a head start or what route he can run at certain yardage or the leverage. You know what I'm saying? So it basically helped me a lot with my defense or back, you know, drills, position, just how to stay disciplined, technique low, you know, burst out of breaks, you know. Because the field-wise, like I say, so you got to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ball is coming. So it's different. But
it actually
took my game up a notch to reading the ball and breaking on the ball at the perfect angle.
Nice. You know, and with that said, so you got, you know, what, 6 or 7 games in the CFL under your belt. You're heading back to Canada next season. I mean, so obviously expectations to grow are obviously there. I mean, how close do you think you are? I mean, how much of a jump do you think you'll make next year? Kind of learning what you learn now and then going into this offseason, and kind of getting after it.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't want to sound cocky or, you know, boast, but I'm looking to have one of the outstanding. I'm looking to bring the MVP back home next year. You know, I'm looking to have at least double-digit interception. A lot of turnover. You know, I'm known for having my hands on the ball. So I had one interception last year. I feel like if I would have had more games, I would have had at least matched my college number. So next year I'm looking to at least have 10 or more MVP years. So I'm really looking to stand out, and that's my goal. Like, I'm working early. You know, I'm working early. I got my film. Study all my old film, you know, all my bad habits, all the things I need to learn off the field as far as playbook-wise, you know. So right now my mental game is up, you know what I'm saying? My coach put me through a test a year to have me mentally prepared, physically prepared. So now it's just I come back this year, man, I put all my plan on the field, let my film speak for me, and just make a lot of plays.
Yeah, you know, I love what you just said, Travis. You just said you're going back and looking at your bad habits. I know I've done thousands and thousands of shows, and not once has anybody ever nobody has ever said I have a bad habit or even come remotely close to saying, hey, you know, they might say that they're working on something, but never just say, hey, I'm working on everything that I may not be doing right. I'm going into the off-season to correct it, man. I like that, man. That's a good stepping stone, man.
You have to.
NFL scouts are listening, and they're going
to
like hearing that too, man.
Man, that's part of becoming a pro. That's one thing I learned, man. I applaud my Coach Orlando Steinhauer. You know, I applaud him for teaching me that. You know, that's one thing I didn't learn, level to the pros, you know what I'm saying, that every player can't be an interception, you know. So, and that's what I was used to, thinking I can just make the interception, that's it. No, sometimes it's great to be a back down. Sometimes it's great to get the tackle, over the field tackle. Once you get 2 or 3 yards, you know, that's the game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a gambler. I used to gamble a lot with doing that. So that was a bad habit of mine once I got up to the CFL. Because, like I said, the field is bigger. So it's like, oh, you jumping on something not knowing that the ball is not going to show up where you actually think you're showing up to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to get out of there. You know, you got to put a start and play, you know what I'm saying, play within the line. So, like, that was one of the biggest things I learned this year, man. So That gave my confidence to come and speak to you and tell you that I want to be the MVP next year, and I'm going to be the MVP. If not, I will be highly talked about. You know, I will be making plays that stand out regardless, but I want the MVP with my name on it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Travis Lee, Hamilton Tiger Cats defensive back, heading back to the CFL for year 2. got a little bit of a taste of it this year. And obviously, if you've been listening to the show, you know that he has big expectations for 2017. And if you missed any of the show or you want to listen to it again, you know you can listen to the free podcast at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. It's two avenues for you to listen to this young man and kind of delve into him. And if you even archive, you can go back and listen to what this young man was saying when he was coming right out of college, because we have all those. Those are all archived on iTunes and Blog Talk. So you really kind of get a feel for what this young man brings to the table. He's long. He's lanky. What 32-inch arms. And I know you got the speed. For the folks out there listening, if they haven't seen you play, kind of tell them what kind of defensive back you are.
Well, I like to be a physical, more the physical kind. Like, yeah, I'm a ball hog, but I like to hit. I like to tackle, and when I say tackle, I like to knock the. I can't say all that, but like I like to be physical. You know, I like to jam. I like to get my hands on, disrupt the timing with the quarterback, and mainly be a ball hog. Just be an all around ball hog, man. But I call myself kind of one of the throwback DBs, man, one of those guys who, you know, like to get in your face, talk like the old Oakland DB, you know, old Oakland fashion or old Bears, you know, something like that, man. San Fran back in the day. Like I like to attack the receiver, even running backs, you know, so that's what
Jack
kind of player
Tatum,
I am, more of a
Michael Haynes, yeah, Vance McElroy, yeah. Dave Durison, all those guys, all the big physical safeties, DBs from the back in the day. Like I said, yeah, Oakland really got after it. Tell you what, well, I don't want to get off subject, but Oakland possibly had maybe the one of the greatest secondaries when Hayes and Haynes and all those guys were there. I mean, that was just a physically imposing.
Exactly.
And
so you know where I get it from.
Watch
for
you,
old
I mean,
football.
Where you? I'm curious because you were about what 180 something last time we talked? You still in the 180s? Have you gained or shed or what?
No, right now I'm actually wearing 187. You know that's the biggest I've been in my career. You know, so and I'm loving it. You know, so I'm actually working out every day. I'm learning. I'm adjusting my body. You know, to carrying that weight. You know, I want to plan around the season around in the 190s, around like 192. I think that'll last me for 18-20 game stretch. You know, so right now I'm just working on developing my lower body, you know, and then my shoulders and keeping the weight on, you know, so hopefully I come back down south and I can be, you know, 190 still and be physical, running fast and the same me, you know, just more experience all around and more up to date Travis Lee, you know.
Yeah, the new and improved Travis Lee. That's it. Travis Lee 2.0. Yeah, Travis Lee 2.0, the new and improved. Like I said, you know, you always got, we got your pick here at the Trade C2P because there's nothing I enjoy more than covering NFL games and seeing guys that we really believe in and making the field and you know, and seeing you afterwards and just saying, hey, man, you know, just seeing this kid work. Because, you know, man, especially coming from a small school, the grind that you had in front of you and the you know, I mean, granted, and, you know, a testament to scouting departments and coaching staffs as well, because there's a great bond and, you know, everybody wants to succeed and get everybody to their farthest level. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, you've lived it, and I cover what you do. And being a small school kid, I mean, especially Miles, I mean, that's small school. I mean, that just is a testament to your hard work. It's a testament. I mean, it is. That just shows you how talented you are. And, again, you know, and we're going to tease everybody. If you want to know how we got to Miles College, you're going to have to listen to the first podcast. If you want to hear about the new improved zone, you got to listen to this one. Travis, it's been a pleasure, man. I can't wait to find out how next season goes.
Man,
I can't wait to tweet. I can't wait to tweet that you're going after MVP and double-digit interceptions. That is a great, great promoter to have people want to click on and listen to the show.
Hey, please do that. Please, thank you so much for having me, man. You know, it's an honor. You know, every time we talk, boy, it's always good. You've been supporting me since day one. You know, you helped me coming out all the way up until now. You stay in touch, man. That's great, man. You know, you have good people like that in the world to, you know, that be in your corner. Even if you haven't really met them, you know, all 18, 20 years of your life, you know what I'm saying? That's genuine love, man, you know, and I just respect that, man. And I won't let you down. I won't let the fans down. I won't let my team down. I honestly mean it from the heart. You know, I used to sit back and look at this when I went playing, man. I'm actually going for that target. That's my target, MVP and double-digit interception. Man. So, hey, if I don't,
I love it, man.
If I don't, you know, that just, you know, but that's what I'm going for, man.
Hey, man, if it don't, then that just means 2018. So, you know, like I said, that's
yeah,
why you got eight.
Exactly.
I always tell everybody, yeah, I always tell everybody, look at the back of the bubble gum card. Everybody always can't have 50 home runs. You might have a home run year of 37, but it doesn't mean you have a bad year. Just, you know, some years are better than others. So I'm hoping MVP and double-digit INT is. Yeah, so like I said, at the end of the day, man, the key is stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Stay
man. And Travis, Merry Christmas to you and the family. Stay blessed, and like I said, we'll talk soon.
Merry Christmas. Same thing to you and your family. Take care.
Thank you. Once again, that is Travis Lee. And, again, I love this kid. Miles College, he's off in Hamilton doing his thing. He's up to 187. And he was as light as 178. I mean, you know, he was a little, not, you know, frail of him. You know, now he's added that bulk, still plays with great speed, and the physicality of what this kid brings to the table. And I think that's the shocker thing for most people if you haven't seen this kid play. But, again, he's willing to get after it, man. And he's tenacious. He's dedicated. And I love his excitement. And I can't wait to tweet that, Instagram it, blast that is. What a great blast. I mean, headline, you know, DB, Hamilton Tigers, Travis Lee aiming for MVP and double digits INT. So that's a great headline. Once again, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, Travis Lee. We always appreciate coming on to C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.